Welcome to Talks from the Bible. And Jesus, walking by the Sea of Galilee, saw two brethren, Simon called Peter, and Andrew his brother, casting a net into the sea, for they were fishers. And he saith unto them, Follow me, and I will make you fishers of men. And they straightway left their nets and followed him. And going on from there, he saw other two brethren, James the son of Zebedee, and John his brother, in a ship with Zebedee their father, mending their nets. And he called them. And they immediately left the ship and their father, and followed him. Matthew 4:18-22. The ministry of Jesus involved the calling of individuals to follow him. He would go before them, leading the way, and they would follow him. Christ came to make disciples or followers. These disciples would learn of him and become as he was. His life and teaching were the model by which his disciples would build their life and character. His call to follow would become universal, offering every individual in all of time the opportunity to become his disciple. With the call to follow, there was a grand promise. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls. For my yoke is easy and my burden is light. Matthew 11:28-30. Those who follow Christ see a change in their life and a blessing in their heart. No other individual in all of time has the power to offer what Christ promises and gives. But becoming a disciple of Jesus Christ involved conditions and standards that must be met. And it came to pass that as they went in the way, a certain man said unto him, Lord, I will follow thee whithersoever thou goest. And Jesus said unto him, Foxes have holes, and birds of the air have nests, but the Son of Man hath not where to lay his head. And he said unto another, Follow me. But he said, Lord, suffer me first to go and bury my father. And Jesus said unto him, Let the dead bury their dead, but go thou and preach the kingdom of God. And another also said, Lord, I will follow thee, but let me first go bid them farewell which are at home at my house. And Jesus said unto him, No man having put his hand to the plow and looking back is fit for the kingdom of God. Luke 9:57-62. Jesus called disciples to the kingdom of God, and the heart must be devoted to that pursuit. Then said Jesus unto his disciples, If any man will come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, and whosoever will lose his life for my sake shall find it. Matthew 16:24-25. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.